Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And what can only be described as a perplexing failure to communicate, an Illinois man who was mowing the grass was mad that his neighbors told him to stop mowing lawns that weren't his. Maybe they should have said, thanks for cutting my grass. Or maybe he could have said, my bad. But instead, in the most basic form of nonverbal communication, he pulled down his pants and mooned them. According to the police report, the act caused neighbors to be alarmed. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. But if rude gestures are protected by the First Amendment, is mooning also a form of free speech? No. While it's true that mooning someone does tend to express your general displeasure, it's not protected by free speech rights. The government can and does make laws that prevent indecent exposure and other forms of disorderly conduct. It also makes it highly unlikely your neighbors will lend you a cup of sugar the next time you come knocking on their door. From the Judge Group, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.